I can't believe I just started a YouTube channel. Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Marcus, and this channel is called Black Boy You Need Therapy. And in this channel, this series is all about black men and mental health and some of the stigmas that surround black men getting therapy, why we're so resistant, and most importantly, why every black man needs a therapist. So sit back, strap in, and watch as I hopefully don't succumb to my crippling fear of being on camera. And maybe together, we can find a way to heal. Before we get started, don't forget, smash that like button, hit subscribe, and if you really want to support, become a patron. Click the link in the description to my Patreon, and let's get healing. Over the past several years, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of much overdue conversation about mental health in the African-American community and the lack thereof. And for black men in particular, this is a really, really important topic. The one thing we do not like talking about is our emotions. Anyway, and that's why I started this channel. Anyway, black men, we are long overdue to find safe spaces where we can be vulnerable, where we can talk about our deep-seated feelings. Will you stop? The reason why I started this channel is this month, it has been a year since I first started therapy. And I realized that I really don't know that many, I don't know any other black men who are in therapy. I can't think of any black men, family members, or friends in my life who have openly admitted that they were seeking help for their mental health issues. So I wanted to start this channel using my experiences over this past year to hopefully encourage more black men to seek help, because no matter what you're going through, even if you don't think your problems are that tough, you still need a space where you can talk and open up and be yourself. Talk about, you know, what you're going through, your traumas, your stresses, everything. We all need that, black men especially, because when we don't seek help, it affects everyone around us, and it is affecting everyone around us. It's affecting our family members. It's affecting our relationships with our loved ones, with our spouses, with our girlfriends and boyfriends. Let's get into it. Why does every black man need therapy? According to the Centers for Disease Control, black and Hispanic men ages 18 to 44 are 40% less likely to seek mental health treatment than their white counterparts. If you're a black man in America, you need a safe space to talk about things. I don't care what your background is, whether you're from the hood or whether you're from a privileged background. Being a black man in America is not always an easy thing. And another reason why every black man needs therapy is because we've never been taught how to talk about and how to process our emotions. And that leads to us really stuffing our feelings down. It leads to feelings of isolation. It leads to feelings of resentment. And those feelings grow and we lash out, whether we want to or not, whether we even know we're doing it or not. We're hurting the community. We're hurting the people closest to us. And that ripples out. That resentment can lead to anger. It can even lead to violence. Where does this start? It starts from the very beginning. It starts from our childhood, from our dads, even our moms telling us, boys don't cry. I suck it up, walk it off. You fall down, you hurt yourself. Well, you ain't hurt, get up. That was my father's favorite saying. The sad fact is that shy and sensitive boys in the black community are very often ridiculed and talked down to, even by the people closest to them, for showing perfectly normal and healthy expressions of emotions. Emotions like fear, emotions like empathy, emotions like uncertainty. These, if you are a human being, you have felt these emotions. But black men, we are taught early on never to admit so. We're not taught how to be scared. We're not taught how to deal with our emotions of lack of confidence. What do you do when you're not feeling very confident? what then? You fake it some more, that's what you do. Or at least that's what we're taught. Black men are not allowed to be insecure. Oh no, don't you ever in life admit that you have ever been insecure or anything less than 100% confident in yourself. Why not? Nobody knows. Not really. And that's why we need to talk about it. So what led me to therapy? Well, it was late 2019, November. I woke up one night and I couldn't get the thought of taking my own life out of my head. I was just laying in bed, sweating bullets, crying. So I went looking for something to hurt myself with. I thought about a knife that a friend had given me. It had my name etched into the handle. I don't know, for some reason I guess I thought that would be poetic. I don't know. I looked everywhere, but I couldn't find a knife. So I called the suicide hotline instead. The next day, I was at Little Company of Mary Hospital right here in Chicago. I was in the behavioral health department. A nice little old lady, she talked to me, she gave me the spiel about mental health, and I still didn't go to therapy. It wasn't until a couple months later, it was February 2020, I had another episode, another bout of crying and sweating and thinking about taking my life, that I finally decided to find a therapist. And I tell you right now, it was the best decision I ever did. Starting therapy saved my life, without a doubt. So, join me on this journey of this series of why every black man needs a therapist, why every black man needs a safe space to talk about what we're not supposed to talk about. And that's how we feel. So welcome. And somewhere down the line, I hope we can all learn how to heal.